the notary fee isn't the moneymaker. The access, the service you're providing to print documents for them, to drop them at the courier services, to perform the notarizations when and where they need it, that's the moneymaker.
Welcome to the Side Hustle Lounge. If you're looking for flexible ways to earn income, grow your mindset, and live the lifestyle you've always dreamed of, you are in the right place. So lower the lights, grab your favorite beverage, and join your host, founder of NotaryCoach.com and Amazon best-selling author of Sign and Thrive, How to Make Six Figures as a Mobile Notary and Loan Signing Agent, Bill Soroka.
Cheers and welcome to today's guest, Laura Bewer, founder of CoachMeLaura.com and co-host of the Tuesday Notary Titans online weekly call. Laura, thank you so much for being here in the Side Hustle Lounge.
I am happy to be here.
Yeah, I always love hanging out with you, Laura. You and I think a lot alike in many ways, especially when it comes to personal growth and development and commitment to integrity and treating people right. So I'm excited that you're here. Laura is a lot of things, but among them, she is a 17-year veteran notary. She's also an expert in her field. She's a coach and a trainer. Like I said, co-host of the Notary Tuesday Notary Titans. 17 years in this business, and we're going to talk about four ways that you can monetize your notary commission. And then we're going to pick one of those called specialty notary work, and we're going to deep dive into that. So if you already have a notary commission, or if you're on the fence about possibly getting a notary commission, either for a full-on business or a side hustle, you'll have some direct strategies to get started in that. But Laura, here's the thing. I know already the question on everybody's mind is, can you actually make money, or can you make a living as a notary public?
Well, Bill, I hear that frequently myself. And the good news is that absolutely, not only can I make a good living, I can make a great living, and I can do it while serving others. And that's what I really love about being a notary and providing that kind of service, is that I get to do both at the same time. And some people think of notaries at the bank, they think of notaries at the shipping center, and these are notaries who perform a task called notarization among the many tasks that they have in their overall job. What I'm talking about is being a business owner, and one of the services I happen to offer is notarization, and that notarization has something special to it. And what's special is I'm addressing a need for the public, for businesses, and that need is access. And that's what people are paying for. So if you think about your notary fees, in California, it's 15, which is really pretty good compared to many other states. But even in the states where they're $2, the notary fee isn't the moneymaker. The access, the service you're providing to print documents for them, to drop them at the courier services, to perform the notarizations when and where they need it, that's the moneymaker. And I know many notaries already who are approaching or over the six-figure mark using this business as a way to get there.
Yeah, that's such a critical component. This business can be anything that you want it to be, but I love that you talk about access, because in the convenience economy, things are changing. That our old-fashioned way of notarization, or the go, I'll just go to my bank because it's free. Number one, we've found this across the country, is banks are not providing that service for free anymore. Or if they are, it's hit or miss and finding a notary who's even actually there. The FedEx centers, they don't offer notarization anymore. So this convenience piece is huge. And you touched on the six-figure mark too. It's more and more notaries who are starting to embrace this are starting to see the possibilities. But this is also, if you just wanted to make an extra couple hundred dollars a month or just be of service somewhere, you can do that too.
Yeah, I agree, Bill. I think that identifying what would be the goal with your business, and what's nice is that your goal could be, look, I just want an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month just to help me because I like the job I have. I just want a little something extra. And if I'm going to do something extra, I want it to be something I can buy into that I like, that is in alignment with me, and that is flexible to my primary job or to my family needs. And this is the type of business that can do that. And if your goal with this business is, I'd like to transition from my job because I'm going to retire in the next few years and I'd like to have something else. You know, retirement doesn't mean we stop working. That's what it used to mean. Right. Retirement just means I'm changing what I'm doing. And so I've in my notary classes where I teach the notary mandated training classes in California, I get a lot of people who are in those last years and maybe they were getting the commission for the job and now they're getting the commission because they're thinking, hey, this is something I could do in my retirement years and I can do it when I want it. And when I want to travel, I can travel. And when I want to work, I will work. That's another way to look at it. And then there's those of us, probably only 10 to 15% of all notaries in the United States are full-time, full-on, this is how I make my living business. And you could choose to operate at any one of those levels and be successful.
I love that. That flexibility is, I think that was one of the main attraction points to me when I got in here, just having flexibility to work on other business ventures. I have a lot of my own students who are, they love their full-time job or they are working to transition out of it. But that flexibility, the old-fashioned income model really appeals to me too. There's like no BS to this, right?
Right.
You work, you get paid. You deliver service, you get paid what you deliver. And there's something really attractive about that. And of course, it's a completely legitimate business as well.
Yeah, it is. And I just want to add to that is, although it's an old school or old fashioned business model, it fits in today's gig economy. You know, a lot of people are, for many reasons, looking for ways to earn extra income. And so here's something that has been around for more than 2,000 years. Can fit into today's market and today's need. I love that as the times are changing and as some services go away and new ones are being developed, we're still here.
Huge sustainability, been around, like you said, for 2,000 years. But there's also, and you and I get a chance to talk about this too and get to share in the excitement of this, but this industry is ripe for innovation and it's craving those who have the courage and ambition to step into that and bring modern marketing tactics into it, technology, all of that's happening right now. So it's a really exciting time to be in the business.
Yeah, it is. I really, I have thought about and considered other types of businesses. And I do some other kinds of work that are all related to my commission, to being a notary. And there is something else you can leverage, and that is you may start out as a mobile notary or a signing agent, but there are other types of business that don't use the commission, but they leverage the access. They leverage the fact that you bring a service to them. And so that's another attribute of being in this business, is you could really taste a lot of different industries.
There's so much that we can do, and I call it the notary umbrella. You can do so much under your notary umbrella. And I think that might be like the perfect transition to map out these four main ways to monetize a notary commission that we're going to talk about today. So what we'll do here for our listeners is roll out the first four. We're going to give you a really brief description of each, and then we're going to deep dive with Laura because really, I mean, she has so many talents and so much expertise, but we're really going to draw on her expertise in specialty notary work deep today. And then we'll actually have some future episodes where we dive deeper into these other three. So the first one we'll talk about today is really specialty notary work. We'll give you a brief description of what we mean when we say that. We're going to talk about being a loan signing agent for the mortgage industry. We're going to talk about remote online notarization, what that is, and briefly, we'll talk a little bit about what that is and how it's really got a surge going on right now, especially during the pandemic. And then we're going to talk about apostille or apostille, and what that might look like. Again, just very brief descriptions before we go into specialty notary work. So Laura, let's just kick it off with what we'll talk about a little later on today is specialty notary work. What is it? What do we mean when we say that?
So specialty notary work is referred to within our business by many as general notary work. And what happened is that a specialty was developed called loan signing work. It's a specialty. You get some extra training and certification and skill, and you deliver loan documents at the table and collect signatures and notarized documents. And that really was the only identified specialty. Everything that was outside of that realm became general. And because it became general, a couple things happened. One is that other specialties did not get identified. Another thing is it was looked at as, well, you don't have anything extra going on there, so you probably can't make any money doing it. And there are a lot of different either venues or specialty documents that require some extra training and knowledge that do command then the extra money.
I love that. And I love that we're going to get a little chance to talk about that. And you really did actually a good job of talking about the loan signing agent in that description as well. So we'll jump right into remote online notarization. Can you just give us a real brief overview of what RON is?
Yeah, RON, or remote online notarization, is taking a notary act and performing it using different tools. Number one, it would be using a platform and your laptop, and it takes personal appearance into technology. So when we say live, we don't necessarily mean in person. So a lot of us see each other live on a Zoom call. That doesn't mean we were in person at the time. We're in different places across the nation. And notary work, the core principle of that is personal appearance in front of a notary. And what Ron has done is said, okay, we've got this technology. Let's utilize it to create personal appearance via your computer. And so we're still performing the basic notarial acts, but instead of having your signer in front of you, that signer could be in another state or even another country in the world. All you need to have is that internet access and that platform to do it.
Awesome. Thank you for that great description. So they can basically notarize from their couch if they want to.
Absolutely.
We'll dive into more of that a little bit later. And then finally, we have the apostille or apostille, depending on how you like to.
Yeah, that lovely, that lovely French word called apostille. And it's been called apostille. When documents have been apostilled, it's called apostilled. Lots of different versions of that. But what people need to know about that is that process is handled by the government, by the Secretary of State or the Department of State. And what happens is they are authenticating the public servants like you and me, notaries, for foreign countries to let them know that, hey, this is a valid public officer in our state. I am the controlling agency, and I can verify that the Notary Act was performed properly by a valid notary. And so if they're doing all that work, what are we doing? So in the business of apostille for notaries, our connection is a facilitator or an expediter. And that's where we're going to be the go-between, the client who needs the documents to have this process done because their document is going out of the country, and the government, because the signer or the client, they don't know how to get it done. There's you know, a lot of little steps to it, and they don't know, and they're afraid they won't do it right, or they're too far away to go in person. They're not sure how to follow the rules of the mailing process. And as a result, they want to hire your expertise in that. And that's what I am selling, is my expertise in how that process works so that I get their documents, ensure the documents are correct, ensure that my notarizations are correct, and then ensure it gets to the right place for the right type of authentication.
Love that. What a great description. I feel like I understand apostille a lot more even after that brief description. So I really appreciate that. So there you have it, folks. We're going to talk about, just working our way backwards here, the four ways that you can monetize a notary commission is apostille work, remote online notarization, as a loan signing agent for the mortgage industry. And then what we're going to be able to dive deeper into today is that specialty notary work, which is also known as general notary work. But I love that, Laura, I think you are almost single-handedly responsible for converting that name and that perspective about it from general notary work to specialty notary work, because there is so much to it.
Well, you know, it happened really because I had to survive changes in the marketplace. And like many notaries, I started doing loan signings as a way to supplement what my real job was. I was a business owner at the time, and I ran a facility for elderly, you know, a little six bed. The problem with that is that it takes five beds to pay the bills, and your money starts on bed six. And if you don't have bed six filled, you're working for free. So in order to keep that business rolling in between, I would do loan signing work. And it became so good. I was making more money doing that than I was running my facility for elderly. And an event happened where I, you know, threw out my back and I couldn't pick up. I couldn't lift clients anymore. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to make it till retirement doing this. I think what I'm going to do is when the opportunity comes, I'm going to let go of this business. I'll sell it. And I'm going to make a business out of this notarization stuff because there's got to be more to it. And I did do that. And for the first, that was in 2004, I started. And by 2006, I sold that other business because I was just making so much money as a loan signing agent. And that ride lasted me almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And then what happened? 2008. And a lot of people, whether you're a notary or not, know what happened in 2008. And that's when our world crashed a little bit. And I say the world because, you know, even though it was real estate specific that it happened to, all the related businesses that support that went down the tubes with it. So if you were a notary signing agent, I went from a, you know, 100 a month to zero. If you were an appraiser, a home appraiser, your business dropped to the toilet. If you were a loan or escrow officer, or if you were a real estate agent, if you're any part of the business related to that, your business went down the toilet. And so you had two choices. You could go back to your day job, you could find another day job, or you could figure out, how can I make this work in this new market? And that's where I realized, you know, I've been doing what I call specialty work now. I didn't have that name for it, but I'm doing these other assignments. I'm going into hospitals. I'm taking care of people at their home. It wasn't a big part of my business. It might have been about 10 or 15%. It was stuff I did in between the loan signings. And I thought, I bet there's more to this. And that's when I started doing the research and started identifying who were the customers I would be looking for and what is the service I'm really providing, and came up with a marketing plan on how I would build this business, this part of the business, so that I didn't need the loan signing part of it. And I knew that would come back. I just had to be in business long enough for it to come back around. But I knew that could be 5 years or more. And it was 5 years or more before it really started taking off again. So I spent those 5 years identifying different venues like hospitals and jails and assisted living facilities. I also looked at businesses. I looked at legal firms in the legal industry. I looked at adoption. I looked at these insurance agents, car dealerships, all kinds of either businesses or venues that had repeatable business. They were needing notarizations for their types of documents every day. So it wasn't just once in a while. And it wasn't just come in, sign and stamp. It was so much more effective if I understood a little bit about what that business was, what the documents do, who might be signing these documents, who were their customers. And by identifying those and then doing a little research on each one, I started to develop a little expertise in every little area. And that made me stand out from other notaries, because when I got the call, I knew who they were. I knew what they needed. And I could seamlessly be a part of their team and help deliver that little piece that needed to happen. Otherwise, nothing would happen, and demand more than the notary fee for it. And not just, how much did it cost me to get there? You know, mileage. I was really able to start commanding more money for that expertise. And when I looked around, I thought, well, who's teaching this? Nobody's teaching this. For those of you who do know who I am, I teach for the NNA, the state mandated training classes in California. And I spoke to the CEO about 10 years ago when he started. And one of the things he asked me was, well, what do you think is better, to be a loan signing agent or to be a mobile notary? Because, 10 years ago, people pretty much spit on mobile notaries. They're like, they're just people who can't make it as a loan signing agent. And I said, mobile notary, because look at what I can do. I'm not required to deal with the same set of documents and the same grouping of customers day in and day out. I have the ability to expand my wings and help people in other situations with other kinds of documents. And I can define what I want to be about. And he said, oh, so really you see that as higher level? And I do. I think people who see themselves at a higher level, as you said, Bill, having an umbrella of all these different things I could know about, that I can be educated about. And loan signing is just one of them.
Yeah, loan signing is just one of them. I love that. You just dropped some incredible gems there for people who, you talk about your whole process and what you research, specifically who you research. So I hope people are taking notes on that. But one of the things I've always admired about you is your resourcefulness. You kind of take the bull by the horns and find the answers you need. You don't take no for an answer. So I'm wondering, this is kind of bringing up some questions about how resourcefulness and perseverance has played into your success in this. Because I know almost everybody in 2008 gave up. They just didn't even consider even going to specialty notary work or going in. They went back to safety. They went back to a paycheck, health insurance, all that stuff that's important. But they didn't see that they didn't become the MacGyver notary that you did. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah. Just as an example, Bill, for notaries in California, this is just California. Other states were impacted as well. We ballooned up. In 2007, we were at 320,000 notaries in our state. Within a year, we dropped to 150.
Oh, wow. Wow.
The 150 are the ones that were there before. They were in the banks. They were in the shipping centers, right? It was just not how they made their living. So, yeah, it was a pretty big deal. Everybody really walked away from this, and we had to kind of restart the whole industry again. And it took time. Like I said, it really took years for it to restart. But in the meantime, I think that for anybody who doesn't want the security of a day job, and frankly, I don't know how secure that is anyways, after right. COVID, it's just really not as secure as we think. But for those of us who realize that if I'm going to survive and thrive, I can't wait for somebody to put it on my plate. I need to go find the plate. I need to identify what kind of plate I want so that I'm in the driver's seat and I'm in control. So I think that's been the driver for me, is that when I see the writing on the wall, I start looking at, okay, what do I need to do with this? Instead of waiting for somebody else to go have that idea, because you might get on the train too late.
Yeah, I love that, being extremely proactive in your business. So one of the things, Laura, that you brought up as you were describing this is the research that you did on the various industry and niches that you might happen across. And I think that really helps you speak the language when they do call. But I wonder if you could, can you expand now? When, how did those calls come in? How did you present your business? Where did you go?
Sure. So when I talk about, you know, a marketing plan, because that's basically what I was doing, it's all about research. And I presented myself as somebody who had some credentials. I was a notary. I taught notary law. And I used that to give something that might be of interest to the person on the other end. So let me just take facilities, hospitals, assisted living, all those senior living communities, all those places. And in my research, either because I personally experienced it or what I saw happening with other notaries, is that notarization had a high failure rate in terms of the first time. So what would happen is notary comes in, they're going to notarize a document bedside at a hospital, and the signer, it doesn't have the document. Why not? Well, because the social worker said you're bringing it. Or the signer has a document, but they're not filling it. They haven't filled it out. Why not? Well, because the social worker said, you have to watch me do that, or you're going to verify I do it correctly. Or the signer doesn't have their ID. Or the signer isn't alert and aware. Or the signer can't sign their name. And we need witnesses. We don't have any other people there. I mean, there's just so many failure points that can happen in a notarization. And the people who were helping the patient connect with a notary were either giving misinformation or not enough information so that it could happen completely the first time. And so that was the notary side of it. And the other side of it is that I wanted to understand, when I go in to notarize in one of these settings, are there good times or bad times? Is there a better time for me to be scheduling appointments? Like maybe I need to be avoiding meal time because they're trying to get their patients to eat their meals, or maybe shift changes, or maybe certain hours in the morning, because that's when they take people off to get x-rays or to do CT scans or things. There are things that operate with some kind of system. And if I could understand that system, then I could avoid being there and in the way of the treatment plan or the care plan, whatever it is. So I saw two big areas of education. So that's really where I thought, here's where I can use my background in education to help educate staff by providing free in-services on how does a successful notarization happen? What are the four or five things that are critical so that we don't go in and then find out we got to come back again, because we might not be able to come back again. Depending on the situation of the patient, we may not get a second chance. And that's what really prompted me to try to do some more education in that area, when I personally have had clients that the first time I came, I probably could do it, and the next time it was too late for me because they weren't alert and aware anymore, or they just weren't able to sign a document anymore. I did a lot of work with hospice, and that was a frequent problem. And that's really where I started educating. And then I moved into the hospitals, and then I moved into assisted living. So that's the way that, one, I was trying to solve a problem for myself and for other notaries. And at the same time, they started to get to know who I was and what I was about, which was not about the single notarization, but about that process and the integrity of notarization. And so that helped me either A, get on their list when they say, well, here's three notaries. We can't refer one, but here's the list. And I'm number one in my area. Or B, they would say, okay, so we don't normally refer notaries, but there's one that seems to come here all the time, and I'm able to be on the, you know, top of mind, roll off the tongue name of my business. You're going to have to find your own notary. Why don't you Google mobile notary near me, because I'll come up usually in the top organic searches every time, and for the local hospitals here. So they found ways to kind of guide them back towards me, which I appreciated very much. And I think being able to identify what was my customer need. I have more than one customer here. I have the ultimate signer customer, but I've got somebody in front of that customer, the one that's going to lead me there. What are their needs? How can I be of service to them? Even though they're not asking me to notarize, although that does happen frequently as a side benefit, I get calls from nursing staff and doctors who say, "Oh, you were in here to notarize for so-and-so, could you take care of me?" Because they know I go into that kind of venue and they understand that I understand about confidentiality, about protecting the client, physically protecting them and their modesty and what's going on. This is not that I'm sitting in your kitchen at your table. I want you to think about the situation these people are in when they're in these places. And we need to be considerate and thoughtful about that. And I think that unless you've experienced it or had a family member experienced it, so you saw it, or you purposely tried to understand that, you may not realize that you're going to do things a little differently when you're in a hospital room with a little shower curtain around you. They've got equipment, you know, hooked up to them to every possible place. They may or may not have a gown or something covering, you know, all the important parts. There's just a lot to consider doing that. And that's where I spent a lot of my time understanding that. And that translated into being a preferred or go-to notary.
So Laura, I love that you researched and found such a valuable way to bring value to the relationships, especially in these hospitals and hospice areas. We often, as notaries public, we're helping people on their best days sometimes, and sometimes it's their worst days. So putting that much thought and energy into the process has clearly paid off for you. And this is one of the 5 points I wanted to talk about how to generate calls for this business, and that's referral sources. And you've done a great demonstration of what that looks like. And I know we could probably expand on that even more. Talked about attorneys and tow yards and all kinds of things already on this call. But why don't we shift now to some of the other 4 ways that we could generate calls? What's your thoughts for specialty notary work, having a digital presence?
So, you know, when I started Bill 17 years ago, those words just really didn't exist.
Didn't even have,
So I didn't have a digital presence right at the beginning, although within the first couple of years, I did develop, because I have a guy, a website, a very first website, and that was digital presence, just have a website. There was no social media going on. There was none of this other stuff. All these other platforms, they just didn't exist really. But having a website definitely gave me a digital presence. At least if you know, the initial search engines that were out there, you would find me that way. Even just getting to my appointments, I was using physical maps.
The map looks like Thomas Guides.
Thomas Guides. That's how I would write down my directions so I could get somewhere, which really didn't work well in the dark. But that's what it was like for us in the old days. There was no iPhone. As a matter of fact, I didn't even have a cell phone when I very first started. I got one pretty quickly. You know, one of those little flippers that...
Flip phones?
Yeah, you can't... I don't. I never did figure out. There was no texting then. I couldn't check email. There was no data. There was nothing. It was just hello. It was a phone. That was it. So I came in when we really didn't have all the tools that we have now. And so digital presence today is a necessity. If you don't have it, really, it's going to be difficult to succeed in specialty work. And the reason is that it's a very different process of reaching who your clients are. When you're a signing agent, you know, there's a whole setup for that and how you can get connected with people who need your service. And some digital presence is required there, but it's very limited. For specialty work, I need to find all the different ways that my clients might be on the internet. So again, I not only drive a website, but the website actually has things that continually change on it. So it's updating with blogs and with information. I use my website to educate the people. So when they say, I need a notary, at the bottom of my homepage, it's going to say, what's a mobile notary? Because a lot of people don't know what that is. What do I need to get a notarization done? What kind of IDs are acceptable, right? What kind of documents can I notarize? So I answer a lot of questions and provide a lot of education there so that when somebody thinks they need a notary, they're not quite sure about it, they could become a little more educated about it. And then all the different platforms are really important as well. There are paid registries. Now, I like 123.com because it's like the yellow pages of notaries. And so that company pays for a lot of advertising so that they come up in the search engines, and then the person puts their zip code or their city in, and if that's yours, that's where you come up. And so it's a way for you to be visible without investing your life savings into getting that visibility. And there are other registries like that.
Laura, can I stop you real quick? Because we're kind of rolled into directories, and I want to go back to digital presence.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Because, I mean, they're so closely tied. But I really want to dive into digital presence a little bit. Because what you've described, and you even mentioned it a little earlier on today's session, is what your customers, potential customers, are looking for. Mm-hmm. In this day and age, they are going to Google. They are typing in notary near me.
Right.
And you've described, you have the blog, you have a constant changing feed, you have tons of value that are using keywords that people are probably searching for on Google, and that helps drive traffic to your website, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly so.
And I'm wondering, can you share on your website, like, what's the call to action you're hoping a potential customer is? Is it to call you, to text you, to get all the info they need and find somebody else? Or what's the one thing that you hope a customer does?
Call me. Yeah, I want them to call me, because every situation is different. So it's very difficult to just give me a quote, because I need to know, how far are you? I need to know how many signers or how many documents you need notarized. I need to share with you, you know, here's how this process works so that you would be prepared. So it's really a conversation every single time with those who are needing notary service, so that I help them understand what they're doing. Because many times they're just told, get a notary. They don't know why. They don't know what the notary is going to do. They don't know what it costs. They don't know how to access one. They don't know what they need. And so I need to be able to do all those things with them. So it says, call Laura. I don't even have a last name on my website. It just says, call Laura. And so that is my best tool, is if I can get them, I give them a little bit of information and they think, oh, she's sharing information. Now I know a little bit more. Not enough to get it notarized. So call me, and now we can talk about your situation and I can share with you how we can make that happen.
And it helps you establish your expertise, number one, right? And then also, how does a relationship play into that conversation?
So it's the beginning of a relationship, because my idea isn't transactional. It's not this one notarization. I have a big repeat business. And that might seem interesting for people to think about as notaries, you know, that somebody goes and they get a document notarized. Who knows when they need another one? But I have people who put me in their phone, they keep my card, and it might be the next year before they need another one. It could be in a few months. It could be their family members need it. So I have a very strong repeat business that comes back to me over and over again. And not only that, that's, I'm talking about general public, right to the signer. But in business, when it's business to business, so I'm on that, I would call it the Rolodex, old school, but I'm in their phone, I'm on their directory, whatever it is, for their go-to vendors, for people like attorneys who have things notarized constantly. construction companies who have things notarized constantly. So to me, it's not about I go there and I notarize the document and I took care of them and it's over. There's always that potential for more business with that client, or as a result of that business, business that's going to come from somebody in their circle, in their orbit.
I love that you put so much focus on the relationships. And I think this is one of the biggest mistakes that most notaries make, is they treat this as a transaction or a commodity. And really, if you expertly perform the duties you're hired for and lay the foundation for a relationship that could last beyond this transaction, your business can really thrive. And tell me, so I think, speaking from my own experience and maybe from yours, but maybe you can help solidify that for the other notaries or potential notaries listening. When people do call you, very oftentimes, they think their priority is how much your service costs. Mm. How important is the conversation to shift that into the expert mode?
You know, I think it is critical. I think that if you are competing on price alone, because there's going to be a lot of other people, other notaries, who's going to do what you're doing, right? They drive there. They have the stamp. They can notarize the document. So how do you stand out and how do you command more money than the base level that might be happening in your area? It's all about positioning that you're the person who has a solution. And the solution is really bigger than getting a stamp on their document. And by having them understand that you understand and that you're interested in getting whatever it is they need handled. And sometimes that means that I know more about that than just how to notarize the document. If somebody presents a deed to me and I'm notarizing the deed, I will ask them, now, are you aware that you would want to take this to your recording office in the same county that your property is in so that that can be recorded? And they may or may not know that. And if they don't, now I can share, you know, with them, hey, okay, here's where that county recorder office is if the property's right around me. If not, I can tell them how to get that information. That might even expand to, oh my gosh, I couldn't even go out to a notary. How am I going to go to the county recorder's office? Well, you know, you could do it by mail or you could go in person. You could have somebody go in your stead. And I have several times been the person who took the deed for them for an extra nominal fee and went to the county recorder's office and recorded it. And then, of course, it's mailed back to them. So it's if you get the picture, you might see where there's other opportunities for two things. One is for more business for you. And two is to help solve their problem or get their solution to the end. See, notarization is just one step. There are usually other things that have to happen with a document after you.
Beautiful perspective. Awesome. So what we've done is we've looked for ways to generate specialty notary work. We had a chance to talk about building value and those referral relationships. We just had a huge conversation on the digital presence and the importance of that call to action in the foundations of your relationship. And you had already kind of merged into directories, but let's jump in there real quick too. You mentioned 123notary.com and there's several others. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. So just to name some others, notarycafe.com, notaryrotary.com, and the 123notary. 123notary is great for specialty work. I probably get the most calls from that listing that I have there. The other two are more NSA specialty. And there are other ones out there, but I really caution for notaries to, again, do your research before you give any money to anybody. If they are not known, if they've only been around for a few months, well, how big is their directory? How much money are they spending on advertising? Does anybody know who they are? Go Google them. Do they come up? Right? Before you would spend your money on that.
Yeah, there is. There's this influx of new notary and even the NSA, which is notary signing agent directories that are coming up. Nothing wrong with that at all. I think a lot of them are starting to get some meat and some traction in the Google search engines, but some of them are free and then some of them are not. So with the, do you have three or four, were those the ones you named, the Notary Rotary, 123 Notary, Notary Cafe? Are those the three that you would recommend paying the premium listing?
Yeah, I do think that you get great value from them. And there are, I mean, if you're a signing agent, there's signingagent.com, and that's free if you're with the NNA or we're certified by the NNA. So there's, as you said, there are other ones out there, but those three that I mentioned have been around before me. They're still out there, and I think they do a great job. And then, you know, there's the real Yellow Pages, right? I still advertise in the book. Yeah. we just lost everybody. Like, there's still the Yellow Pages book. I have a Yellow Pages book. Now, I know I'm really dating myself, but guess what? A lot of my customers, and when I talk about assisted living and I talk about elderly clients, you know, they got phone books. Now, the phone book is also online. They've come into the digital age. So not only do I have an ad in the phone book, but that is also online as well. So some of the traditional things that you might not, that you might think, well, who in hell has a phone book? You know, a lot of people have a phone book.
Well, yeah, your segues are like perfect here, because the next way to generate calls for your specialty notary work is some of this old fashioned advertising that still works really well for the notary business. So talk about that a little bit. You got the Yellow Pages. What other ways work?
Well, you know, some of the other things are, if you're looking to build this in your community, and the reason I say that is, you know, I'm not going to go to Southern California when I'm in Northern California to notarize a document, right? I'm going to define what my area is, where my sweet spot is, which for me is 20 minutes or less. So what's going on in my community? Being a sponsor for a community event, or advertising in the brochures that they put out there for kids stuff, you know, like the youth football league or whatever it is, participating in health fairs. I have been a participant in that. I go to a senior health fair. I put out advanced healthcare directives that were given to me by an attorney, and I give them away. And if somebody said, hey, if I fill this out, can I come back and have it notarized? Absolutely. My gift. So I look at ways to be more visible in my community. And these are easy, low entry ways to do that.
Yeah, exactly. One of the ways that still continues to blow my mind, and I never thought those car magnets actually work, yeah. But with it works for this business, doesn't it?
You know, it does. And of course, some people have, when they say, are you that Laura? I know what they mean, because I tell a story, and it's pretty much nationally known now that I have car magnets, and I drive up and down, you know, Highway 99 and the 5 as I'm reaching different venues to teach classes. And one morning, or very early, I'm traveling down Highway 99, and I get a phone call, and the guy says, hey, I need a notarization. And I say, oh, you know, I'm sorry, I'm driving to Fresno right now, and I'm not going to be back. He said, oh, it's okay. I'm that big rig behind you. And he said, could you just pull over at the next, you know, stop? And can we notarize it? So at the next ARCO, we pulled over, and I opened up the hatch of my car, pulled out my clipboard, took care of his notarization. He was so excited because he was on his way to Los Angeles, had been carrying this document around for days, hadn't gotten it done. And now he's on his way home and he's got it done. And, you know, and I made a little cash. So it was a real interesting appointment, or impromptu appointment. Right. But it just goes to show you, it doesn't matter where you are, there are ways for you to be visible.
Absolutely. I mean, talk about a return on investment. These car magnets, you can get them for 25, 30 bucks now. Yeah. And I have been hearing stories all across the country of how really cool stories similar to that of where you just hit people at the right time, because you could see it as a downside, but it's also kind of an upside. But people just need a notary when they need a notary. And the more visible you can be in that space, whether it is through your search engine optimization and your digital presence, your advertising, or like your car magnets like that, that's going to directly impact your success.
Absolutely. You know, and I know the downside, people are worried about the security of their bag. Don't leave your bag in your car overnight, right? Yeah. It needs to come in your home to be secured. If you're running around and you're going to be away from your car for hours, like you drive to your job and you're going to be at your day job for the next 4 to 6 hours, don't leave your bag in the car, right? Take it in with you, put it at your desk, and then bring it back out.
Yeah,
so
good,
just take more precautions. Because it is the downside, is, you know, our stamps get stolen and utilized falsely. I've got a lot of experience now with the other side of it, meaning it was notarized years ago, and now it turned out there's fraud, there's a challenge, and they're trying to overturn that notarization. And they come back to the notary journals, and they come back to the notary. And, you know, they're looking at the information. They're saying, well, that wasn't me. I didn't meet with that person. And it turns out that somebody duplicated their information or got a hold of their seal. So it's really important to remember how accountable we are with what we do. It's not just stamp and sign and we're done. There's so much more meaning behind that. So I hope that the people that are joining the ranks of notaries and looking at this as a vehicle for their business, that they truly understand what they're doing first, and that they understand what goes behind it first before they go out there and start doing it. Because if you know, the first rule is have your foundation set. Know what you're supposed to know.
Absolutely. And this, as again, a perfect segue, you're really good at this, but this work really does matter. You know, fortunes are transferred with the swipe of a pen and your stamp. You can grant rights to people who can literally make life and death decisions for people when you seal or notarize a document. So this work really does matter. And I want to round this out with number 5 on how to generate quality business in specialty notary work. And that's being the expert, which you have really done a good job of painting, and creating a niche for yourself as well. But let's focus on the expertise part. And to me, that goes back to the training and really having a reverence for what role you play and how serious you take the training. Can you speak to that? Because this is kind of your specialty as well.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, but notaries in states like mine, where we were required to take, you know, 6 hours of training, pass a state exam before we can get a commission, are probably shocked to find out there are states where you can, you know, send your check to the Secretary of State with an application and you've got a commission. And so now you're authorized, you go buy a stamp and you can start notarizing right then and there. And you don't even know how to fill out a certificate yet. You don't even know what an acknowledgement is yet. You don't understand what your piece is on that document and how different that is from their piece that they're supposed to be doing. And so training is so important when you understand the consequences of what you're doing. So there are significant consequences, as you just mentioned, Bill. So every notary, if you are not in a state where they're providing training, either optionally or required, I highly advise you go get it. And now there are a lot of options. You've got national organizations like the NNA who offer either required or optional types of training across the United States. You've got other businesses who are out there offering the same kinds of things, training, basic notary information. And that's that foundation, get your foundational. But then you've got your commission, you're still not ready to go because then you want to start learning about what might be special about the documents I'm going to be handling, about the venues I might be going into, what kind of language are they using? And we mentioned this a little bit earlier, you know, there's some legalese language if you're going to work with attorneys. There's medical language when you're going to work in the hospital field, and you want to get to know that and what's important to those clients, because now you're better armed to, one, execute the notarial act correctly, understand when it's not okay to execute that act, what to do if what they provided you doesn't meet what you need as a notary. You're going to understand what they're asking of you, because many times the signers or customers, they don't know how to frame for you what they need or what they've got. They're not quite sure. And that comes clearly across to me when I get those calls. And then ultimately, when you have that training, some credentials, some experience, and you can start claiming that expertise. One of the things I like to say, and I've been called, is the notary's notary. So, my level of expertise has moved from I can help the direct signer to I can educate and help notaries who are helping the direct signer. And so that's where you want to go, because that's when you can really make money that is commensurate with the effort you're putting into it.
I love that. I love that concept. And that's really how our paths have crossed too, is being in the training world with this. And I know you offer, in particular, I wanted to talk about the niche marketing that you offer through our collaboration, which is the Laura Buer Presents Training and Replay Library, as well as some of the one-on-one training and group training that you offer through CoachMeLaura.com. If people wanted to get into the niche and understand what that looks like, could you help them out with a couple of niches that you include in your training right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for bringing that up, Bill. In the Laura Buer Presents Video Replay Library, I've got separate videos, each one doing a deep dive into that particular niche. So for instance, there's one just on medical facilities. And some of what I talked about today, I expand on that. I have another one on jails and prisons. And you know, there's a lot of notaries who are afraid to go there until they find out it's not that scary. And that's one of my highest paying types of jobs. I have another one about apostille work and what that really is and how you can become an expediter or facilitator for that. I have another one on adoptions, just on that particular topic. So those are just a few of the ones that I have in there. Right now, I have about 7 or 8 different niches. And what's great is, every year, I start adding a couple of more. I have 2 or 3 others that are on the boilerplate for me to develop for this year to add to that. And what's great is once you buy it, you have lifetime access. So that means all the new ones, they just get added to your library.
Yeah, it's super valuable. And if you're listening and if you're interested to learn more about that, you can visit the VIP room at www.sidehustlelounge.com. Of course, and get free access to what Laura is talking about, cost involved, all that good stuff with all the links that you might need to participate in that. One of the niches that is really attractive to me as part of the Laura Buer Presents is the living trust appointments. Those tend to be, number one, rewarding for so many ways, but they are also quite lucrative, and that's included in there as well. The reason I really wanted to talk about this, Laura, is because you have put 17 years into this business and it's thriving. You continue not only just to teach, but you're down in the trenches and you're working. And for new notaries or maybe experienced notaries that have just been hitting their head against the wall, trying to find ways to make this business work, what Laura is providing you on this podcast, as well as part of her programs, is the perspective from someone who's found a way. So she's a beacon of light that is just shining a light back behind her, showing you some of the pitfalls to avoid and some of the strategies that have worked. And that is invaluable right there. So Laura Buer, thank you so much for taking so much time out of your day and being here part of the Side Hustle Lounge podcast. We'd love having you. Anybody interested in learning more, of course, you can visit the VIP room at sidehustlelounge.com, or you can go direct to Laura at coachmelaura.com. Laura, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bill, for having me today. It's always a pleasure.
For terms and conditions, as well as more information on whether the Notary eJournal is compliant in your state, visit the home of the Notary eJournal at www.juratinc.com. If you're a notary public, the future's here. Long have we been confined to pen and paper when it comes to our journal entries, and those days are over. The Notary eJournal by Jurat Inc. is a smartphone app that completely digitizes the journaling experience. You can quickly populate fields with an ID scan, you can make detailed notes about your appointment experience, and you can capture signatures electronically right on the screen of your phone. The Notary eJournal has also blazed a trail with the industry's first integration of a Bluetooth scanner, so the modern notary can actually capture a signer's thumbprint, making the Notary eJournal compliant in nearly every state, including California. Even if your state doesn't require a journal, it's considered a wise and best practice to do so. A journal can be a notary's BFF, as my friend Laura Viewer says, and you might as well be on the cutting edge of technology while you're using it. The Notary eJournal, it's simple, secure, and pretty damn cool to use. Your customers will love it, and you'll love the time you save at every single appointment. And time is money. Check out the demo and the incredible special offer just for supporters of the Side Hustle Lounge and Notary Coach at www.sidehustlelounge.com.